This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Let's start with the most important question of the night. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
Were you able to go to Best Buy and buy Watchmen, the extended edition?
Unfortunately, no.
Interview's over.
Because I had an eight-hour turnaround, but I am going to do that at the weekend.
Okay, because I just want to emphasize the importance. Hold on, I'm trying to make sure this picks you up.
You might want to start George's, too.
Oh, yeah, hold on. I'll just send him the audio.
Right here. George, your tape machine's not working. I have to fly back to LA or wherever.
No, so we were talking about last night. You were saying how much you enjoyed that film.
Yes, love that film. And I'm actually really excited about Sucker Punch now, seeing as you have hyped it up.
Well, wait, come on, NDA. We gotta keep it on the down low.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, so jumping into this project for a second, what has this experience been like for you? This is your second sort of big movie, if you will, you know, or I don't know how
which one? Yeah, my movie was massive. What are you talking about? What is this?
Okay, well,
no, I'm joking.
Is your sixth major film.
No, this is my first major film, but I haven't had any films really come out, so I've never had a movie out in the US before. So really, it's my second or third new experience, and it's amazing, man. I'm really, really happy doing this movie, and not many kids at 20 years of age can turn around and say their producers are Steven Spielberg and Michael Bay, and DJ's an amazing director. I got the utmost respect for the man. I think, you know, not only is it weird to have respect for someone as an onlooker and a fan, but also to work with someone and respect them is amazing as well. I mean, when you're a fan of someone else's work and you get the privilege to work with someone, it's just like, wow, that's really cool. And yeah, I think you guys are on set one of the coolest days. We get to like blow up shit and run around and like disappear and fight. So yeah, it's not going to be a boring day today.
So how did you get involved with the project? Like, who was the first person to contact you, or did your, you know, management team find it for you?
No, I came over to do ADR for like 3 days for Beastly, and I kind of said, why do I really want to go back to England? I thought I might as well stay out and have a mini holiday. And then I got this script through I Am Number 4, and I went in and auditioned, and I went into audition, and I sat down and they go and roll the tape, and I'm rolling the tape, and I'm about to say my first word, and I go, I can't do this. And DJ's over there, and the producer's there, and everyone, the cast and director, and they're like, what? And I was like, I can't do this. Sorry. And I got up, shook everyone's hand, and walked out the door, did an audition. And they're like, what the hell is that? And I think maybe it was nerves, or maybe, as I said, because of the people who were attached, I was maybe a bit, like, I don't know. But I came back, and I screen tested for it, and
so you weren't fucking with him. You were actually nervous.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, it's a lot of things go through a 20-year-old's head when you go into something like this. And you know, the biggest thing for me is I never want to let people down. But you know, at the same time, like, I love things that scare me and challenge me. And I think if your job doesn't do that and doesn't excite you, there's no point in doing it, you know?
So then what did you do? You went back in like a little bit after? Like,
I went back. No. They called for like a week and a half, and I just said no. and
like you were doing a game with a girl.
You're playing hard to get.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, then, no. But yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what I was thinking. I just was like, no, I was like, please just leave me alone. And then, not in a bad way, I really wanted to do the project. I think most actors are insecure and scared of rejection, and I just think I was scared that not being rejected, I just was scared that I would let people down in the role. And I went back in, and I did a job which brought me to this table, you know. And
but you didn't have those nerves when you were younger, did you?
Like, no, because I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I actually care now, and I care about the work that I do, and I love my job. And, you know, when you have that passion, it changes your perspective on things. Do you know what I mean? You want everything, every little tiny detail to be right. And, you know, you want the funny moments to be funny. You want the sad moments to be sad. You want to, like, give your all. And, like, it's not a 9-to-5 job anymore for me. It's like one big holiday, and it's cool.
Have you talked to guys like Timothy and Kevin about like when they first started, like how they, you know, reacted, their nerves and stuff like that? How they?
I think even maybe at their age they still get nervous. I think everyone gets nervous about the job at hand they're about to do. I think you know, but it's all about preparation and giving your all. And I think Kevin is one of the most prepared actors I've ever seen in my life. The guy is just unreal. He's learnt the Mog language for the last 4 weeks, and he comes on set and I say hi and he says hi in Mog language to me, and I'm like, sorry? He's like, Nuka la la, and I'm like, what are you talking about? But he's cool. Yeah.
This is your second movie after Beastly, like where you're kind of in a high school, you have a kind of fantastical thing going on and happening to you. Mm. I mean, how have you been keeping making John a very different character and trying to differentiate the characters in the movies for people to see them? They're gonna be back to back, like February and March.
Yeah, no. First of all, I don't have a shaved head or tattoos and scars all over my body. I'm not an arrogant little shit, which I am in Beastly. John is like this James Dean rebel without a cause, doesn't really know his identity, and it's, you know what, it's a really an amazing movie because you've got all this action-packed stuff which kids are going to love, but I think every kid at 14, 15, 16, 17, maybe, you know, even nowadays at your age, we're always trying to find an identity, you know, and always trying to find who we are as people, and that's what this movie's about. John goes through this weird stage in his life where he doesn't know who he is. You know, he fits in Florida at the beginning of the movie and he gets ripped out of that and you're not that kid, and then he gets put into Paradise, Ohio, and you know, he falls in love with a girl and then you're not allowed that, and then he finally, you know, figures out who he's meant to be, and that's a warrior, and you know, that's just so cool, you know, to have those so many different dynamics to one character is amazing to play around with. And all I can say is it's like James Dean Rebel Without a Cause meets Jackie Chan in Rush Hour. Or, I don't know.
Was that all on the script? Was that all on the script? That's how much DJ kind of like threw at you and told you about.
No, that's what I just made up now because I thought it'd sound cool.
So your character's been on Earth for like, what, 11 years or something like that?
No. He came here when he was 4.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
But you don't remember... Does your character not remember anything before that?
He does remember where he comes from, and he knows who he is. But I didn't want to play this John Bridges, Starlight, like, alien, like, weird out of space, because he's really not. He is an Earthling. He's been on Earth. He's grown up as an Earthling. And he's a human being, yet he's not. He's an alien. And what is alien? You know, we're aliens to many people out there, if there is anything out there, you know. It's alien is such a broad name for something, you know. I'm an alien in this country, for instance. It's a weird, I speak a different accent to you, but yet we live on the same planet, and you just got to bring all those concepts together. So I didn't ever want to be that strange, but there's so many little moments that just trigger you back into that, oh fuck, he is an alien. Like I come back off a date with Sarah, and I'm looking at her house, and I've never really seen a beautiful house before, because I've always been either on a backpack or in a car or on the floor sleeping, and I'm just looking at this house, I'm like, oh my god. And she's like, it's just a house. I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's just it's amazing. And like those little moments which are cool. Yeah,
even with your guardian, like I mean, is he kind of filling in blanks for you that you don't, you know, that you have questions about?
I think it slowly reveals itself as the movie goes on. I mean, I can't give away too much, obviously, but there's a few surprises in there that brings him back and flashes him to a past life, which is really what it is, a past life, because he's from a different planet. That kind of starts triggering these little motives in him that begin him to become this warrior.
Obviously, Timothy Oliphant's playing Henry, your guardian. You have a lot of scenes with him. What's it like working with Timothy?
He's so funny. It's untrue. The guy brings so much black humor to, and I mean like dark black humor to the movie. Just his charisma when he walks on set. And you know, it's been a real like privilege working with people who, you know, you, as I said before, admire their work. You know, the guy was Hitman, and one of my favorite movies is Girl Next Door, And he was in that. He played the porn pimp or whatever.
Yeah, he was good in that.
He was very good in that.
He's good in that and
Yeah, he's great in so many. The guy's done so many movies. But
is this part of your character here, the tattoo?
No.
No.
Unfortunately,
that's yours.
That's mine. I got a couple of tats. But yeah, Oliphante is. We don't call him Tim Oliphant. We call him Oliphantastic. as our DP would say, Oliphante, come here. Yeah, he's got his own nickname now.
I mean, I'm curious about the relationship between John and Tim's character. As far as I mean, they kind of all been on the road together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Is he kind of posing as John's father, or how is it actually?
Yeah, he's pretending to be John's father. Yeah.
And I mean, what's the relationship between them? As far as I mean, it's just a matter of like people know him as John's father, and he's just kind of like, was he kind of there more often? He's kind of.
Well, he's not. I think there's only one or maybe two scenes where he's brought into the world where he has interaction with human beings.
Okay.
All the other times, it's just me and him working together.
Okay. So he doesn't interact with all. Like people don't really see him that much.
No.
See him with the other kids.
No. Yeah.
Have you read the book?
No.
Okay. So now, with your character.
I know what the book's about, but
right.
I'm going to read it after the movie. I think the book didn't come out until I was filming this movie, and I never wanted it to jeopardize what I was going to portray in the script.
Right.
Into the movie through the thoughts I would have had in the book.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have read the book and say it's phenomenal. And
so
you know,
do you ever have a thing where like you come up with something you want to do with the character, you know, maybe like a different line or approach to your attitude, and like DJ or you know somebody else comes in and tries to guide you back towards some of the source material because of something coming down the line in the story?
Yeah, but you know, the thing is that when you play a character, I think it's the persona that you bring across from a book to a film, or to a book, to script, to film. But at the end of the day, you know, if I play Frank Sinatra, or if I play da 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 da, this is going to be things that I do in a movie that maybe Frank might not have done, but it's the personality that comes across. And, you know, you can only stay so true to something, but at the end of the day, everyone looks upon something differently. And I've put my perspective on John into this movie, and I'm sure if you played it, you would do a different thing. And you know, when you've got a book that is hopefully going to do really well, you know, yes, you do want to have that some kind of loyalty towards a book, but we kind of started before it came out. So
are you looking forward to, I mean, you say we get a bit of an origin story. We talked to DJ earlier about maybe some of the things in the book that explains where he came from, is kind of been excised from it, and it's more about you, where your character is right now in his life. You said he kind of comes to a warrior place by the end of it. Do you get a sense that if this does really well, that it'll be the character's in a place where it'll be much more action-oriented, or it'll be in a
In the next movie?
Yeah, in the next movie.
You know, the thing is that I never think about the next movie. Obviously, I always think about the situation I am in now, but you do think about an arc where someone can go. I mean, I love Johnny Depp, and I love Pirates of the Caribbean. But I never wanted to play the same character over and over and over again. And you know what's going to be great? If we do one and two or three or four or five or whatever many movies DreamWorks, if this is successful, is that I always wanted to make it like The Matrix. I love the first Matrix because you've got this guy who's uncertain about who he is and goes in and kind of figures himself out, and by the end you see him fly off and he's this warrior, and then in the second one it's got this action pack. And I always was disappointed by the fact that it just went from boom to boom. There was never any transition or level. And what's going to be great about if they did ever do a second movie is that I have somewhere to go and build upon, not just with the second one, but with the third one, you know?
I got curious about who's going to be number five. Did you have four? Teresa number six? Are you guys ever all curious about who's number five or who's going to be?
Oh, I know who number five is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Are they going to be in a movie or no? I can't say.
It's sure. Sean Connery. He'll be Sean of the day.
No, it'd be Christopher Walken. He'll come in. Hey, guy, many years ago, it was a phenomenon. I am number five. You sit there. And then number seven will be Arnie. Listen to me. Get out of here.
I think we're to the last question.
I'm curious about Teresa. She's able to use her accent, and in the film, are you a little sad that the character's not?
She's allowed to use her accent.
Teresa. Yeah.
She's Australian, isn't it?
That's right. We were told.
She gets displaced to Australia. Like that's where she grows up. So that's why she has.
Whoa! I went through 2 months of trying to learn an American accent for someone to turn around and say she's Australian.
Have you not shot anything?
I haven't. Today's my first day.
Let me tell you something. Teresa has an Australian accent in the movie because in the film she told me that she grew up.
That cheap woman. She didn't want to have a dialect coach on her ass.
She just spoke English and Sorcerer's Apprentice. She can do the accent. Apparently all the different people grew up in different parts of the world.
Oh, I know. I just thought that she was going to do America.
Now he's just pissed.
Yeah, I
always keep it as a surprise. Number six, you're Australian. That's what you'll see in the scene. She's going to turn around and be like, "Good eye, mate. Where did you come from?"
Yeah. I'm not going to top that. I'm going to leave it right there.
Use the anger in the scene. The
anger
about the accent is in the scene.
Yeah, I will. Nah, man.
So tonight's scene is the first time you work with her, first time your character meets her.
Yes.
So it's literally she comes in to sort of maybe save the day.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Cool.
Thank you, dude. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
I will 100%.
Oh, no, you're supposed to go like this.
All right. Bang. Oh. I got something to go again.
There we go.
I'm definitely going to go and find...